Mum, can you lend me 20 quid? Part 6.
Simon did what I had dreamt of. He got himself off drugs. He got his old job back and met a nice new girlfriend. By the summer, he was 3 months clean. I felt for the first time that his nightmare was over. Coping with Simon's addiction had been breaking my heart. He had been destroying me, destroying my marriage, destroying everything around him. But as one nightmare was ending, another, even worse one, was just about to begin. I was exhausted. I couldn't take any more. But I had to. A lot more. Throughout Simon's addiction, Nick had always assured me that he was clean and stable, and Simon, as his loyal twin, had backed him up. But I was beginning to have my suspicions. A year earlier, Nick and his girlfriend, Joanna, had moved into a flat together. They made a lovely couple and seemed very much in love. After a while, they came to me with money problems, so I helped them out. But then Nick started turning up at unusual times and in unusual places, like when I was in the gym, or even when I was at school. And he was forever wanting to borrow 20 quid.
I knew what Nick was up to. He put blusher on his face to look well when he and Joanna met Mum. It was so frustrating. Everyone looked down on me when he was so heavily into it. It made me really angry because I was getting so much stick from everybody, but if the police had raided Nick's flat, he would have easily bagged a 10-year prison sentence.
I had strong suspicions that Nick had stolen from me on a couple of occasions, so I decided to confront him and Joanna. You're on heroin, aren't you, Nick? Joanna?
Yes, Mum. I am.
Oh, Nick!
I've got nothing left, Mum. My life has never been as bad as it is now. It's no good me trying to hide the truth from you any longer. I can tell by the look on your face that you know. I've tried to hide my addiction from you. But I'm sinking fast, Mum. I can't go on like this any longer. I've done the dealers over, as well as my mates. Heroin's turned me and Joanna into nasty people. Very nasty people.
I'm frightened. Nick, I'm so frightened for both of us.
This flat is filthy. You both look terrible. Ill. You've got to get help. Nick, you need to go into hospital to get treatment.
No, no. If Nick goes into hospital, where will that leave me? How will I cope on my own? What about the debts? The dealers will come after me. I won't be safe.
Joanna, you're going to have to let your family know.
No.
You've got to tell your mum.
Never. She'll kill me. We were okay until we started snowballing.
Snowballing?
Putting heroin and crack in the same needle. It makes you paranoid.
Mum, you know all those times you gave me presents or vouchers? I sold them. For heroin or crack. And we've got ourselves into credit card fraud.
What? We get given stolen credit cards, buy clothes with them, and then take them back a few days later for a refund. The dealer takes half, and we get the other half, which we give straight back to him for more drugs. It's a nightmare.
I'm sorry to frighten you, Mum, but it gets worse. We've started working for the dealers.
Dear God.
That's why we never used to ask you and my mum for money, like Simon did.
We've started cutting it for the dealers, so we have lots of it in the flat all the time. That's where my crack psychosis started. I keep on sweeping the floor or crawling about, searching for lumps of crack. Then I smoke what I found, sometimes 20 or 30 pipes. And I inject it as well. It makes me turn the lights out and crouch in the corner in the dark. If someone walks past, even if I just see their shadow, I feel like I'm going mad. Crazy, isn't it? I've pulled the wool over your eyes for a long time, Mum. But now we're out of control. We've started cheating and tricking the dealers.
What we didn't tell his mother was that we were ripping off really big dealers. We stole drugs and about 15 grand's worth of designer watches from the main coat dealer in Reading. We'd already been attacked in a way too horrifying to think about.
Where the fuck are they? We don't get there! Open this fucking door or stick it in!
You think you can cheat us, you little shit?
Where's our fucking money?
Leave him alone! For God's sake, leave him alone!
Sorag!
That's it now, Mum. I've had enough. I'm going to beat it this time. I promise. No more heroin.
To be continued.